You're live.
All right. This is Dick Smith, and I'd like to call to order the January 11th, 2021 organizational meeting of the Marysville Exempted Village School District. First order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. I apologize for anyone that is logged in. There were some technical issues, and as a result, the meeting got started a little bit late. Before we proceed, this past year, we had two individuals that were longtime significant employees of the Marysville School District that passed away, and would like to take a moment to recognize them. August 18, Frank Smith Sr. He is retired from Marysville Schools in 1996. After 13 years as the maintenance director. More recently, December the 18th, Jan Schoenbarger passed away. She was a longtime associate of Marysville Systems, where she served in the school board office. She was superintendent secretary for a long time, and also served as the bus transportation coordinator. I would ask that we observe a moment of silence in their memory. Thank you.
Hey, Dick, before we go any further, I think we should do a roll call.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Luke is absent. Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here. The first order of business is nominations for the Board of Education president. I'll accept nominations from members of the Board of Education at this time.
I recommend and nominate Sue Devine.
Sue Devine has been nominated. There is no second necessary. Are there any other nominations? Can I have a motion then to close nominations for the office of president of the Board of Education?
So moved.
I think that was Amy.
Yes.
Is there a second, please?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to close the nominations. Can we have a roll call vote on closing the nomination?
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
All right, now I need a motion to approve Sue Devine as president of the Board of Education for 2021.
So moved.
Thank you very much. A second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve Sue Devine as the president of Marysville Board of Education for 2021. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
And with that, It is my honor to congratulate Sue as our board president and turn the rest of the meeting over to her.
Thank you very much, Dick, and thank you all. I've been doing this for a few years, and I just feel honored to serve as president, and I also feel lucky to serve with you all, because I think we make a really good team, and I think everybody brings their own strengths to the board, and it's all a good benefit for our students, for our district, for our community. So thank you very much, and I will try and do my best. As I've told you in the past, if there's, please don't be afraid to call me up if you have questions or if you think I'm missing the boat on something or anything in that like that. So thank you very much. Moving on, our next item of business is a nomination for the Board of Education Vice President. So I would accept nominations for that position.
I'd like to nominate Richard Smith for Vice President.
We have a nomination for Richard Smith. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Without any other nominations then, I would also accept a motion to close the nominations for Vice President.
So moved.
Motion by Amy Powers.
Second.
Second by Nan Savage. Roll call to close the nominations for Vice President.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And now I would accept a motion to elect Dick Smith as our Vice President for the 2021 school year.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes, motion carries. And I now have the honor to congratulate you, Mr. Smith, as our 2021 Vice President of the Marysville Exempted Village School District Board of Education.
Thank you. And I want to thank the other board members for your confidence. I know that we have a lot of good discussion and that we bring, as Sue mentioned, a variety of different perspectives to this board. But I know that we've all worked together with a single-minded purpose of doing the right thing for the kids in our school district. And I know that we'll continue to do that. And I am truly honored the position that you've elected me to. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next on our agenda tonight would be a motion. I'd accept a motion to adopt this agenda.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving right along, next I would accept a motion to establish the meeting date, time, and location of our 2021 Board of Education meetings.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. And I would note that the way we have them listed in here, we're continuing with the third Thursday of the month. With the exception of December, where we have changed it to the second Thursday of the month. And then due to COVID-19, as long as we've got these high case counts and waiting on vaccines, things like that, the plan is to continue meeting virtually. And those meetings are scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. And then this year, we are, once, hopefully, we can meet in person, we're going to try a 6 p.m. meeting start time. So obviously, if anything comes up, those meetings are subject to change, but these would be the regular meetings for 2021. Any other questions or comments? Okay, then roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes, motion carries. Next, I would accept a motion to establish the compensation for board members.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Savage.
Second.
Ms. Powers beach out there, Mr. Smith. And this motion is to approve the compensation at $125 per meeting for a maximum of 24 meetings per year. Any other questions or comments? Okay, roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes, motion carries. The next item is our establishing our board service fund. So I would accept the motion to establish the board service fund of $7,500, which is the same as what we have done for as long as we've served, right?
Yeah.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. And just for anybody listening in, this fund covers the cost when we go to training events, Capitol Conference, just a variety of things like that. Roll call, please.
Powers?
Yeah.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next item, I would accept a motion to approve the appointments to committees. And this was a file attachment that is available for anybody on board docs. But this is the listing of assignments that I had sent out to you before. So I would accept a motion to approve these assignments.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Any comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carried. Okay, next up, we have our annual standing resolution. So I would accept a motion to approve all of the annual standing resolutions.
So moved.
By Ms. Savage.
Second.
Second.
I think he's on a delay a little bit.
I know, sorry. Second by Mrs. Powers. And I do need to point out, we added something here at the very end, the employee dishonesty insurance policy, that we would approve that insurance policy at a coverage of no less than $250,000 in lieu of bond surety that we purchased in the past. And Todd, did you want to speak to this a little bit?
Yeah, just adding this to our standing resolution so that we'll be in compliance with the new policy. The policy that's out there now was updated probably a year ago to allow this. We're approving an updated policy, just kind of tweaks the wording a little bit. But what this basically, the policy says that we can use this liability insurance instead of using a surety bond. Since we already have the liability insurance, this will save us a little bit of money, not a huge amount, but I think we spend about $1,200 every 4 or 5 years on these bonds. So we won't have to do that anymore. And actually we'll have a larger amount of coverage because the bond for myself was $50,000. The position bond was $20,000. Well, we actually have $500,000 of liability insurance. So it's a larger amount of coverage. We're just approving it here because in our actual policy language, it says an amount to be approved by the board. And we chose an amount not to, at a minimum of $250,000, because those amounts actually do change sometimes. It actually went up a little bit this year, but that leaves room if it were to be negotiated or prices went way up or something like that.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Okay, roll call, please.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yeah.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next item is to establish the date for next year's organizational meeting. So I would accept a motion to approve Monday, January 10th at 5:30 at the Board of Education office, hopefully, for our 2022 organizational meeting.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Ms. Powers, second by Ms. Savage. Roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up, we've added a few business items just to approve second reads of the three policies that we had the first read for at our December meeting. So I would accept the motion to approve these policy updates.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second by Ms. Powers. So if you'll recall, the one was just about executive sessions. There were some minor wording changes. Also added the fact that confidentiality applies to both present and past board members and employees. Then there was some updates on our cash deposit of funds. And then finally, what Todd was just referring to, some of the tweaks on our employee dishonesty policy option. Anyone have any questions or comments about those policy updates?
I'd just like to thank our legal counsel. I think they've done a nice job in helping us, helping guide us through the policy changes here in the last year or so. And also would like to recognize the assistance of OSBA in putting policies, policy recommendations together.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a big help for us all, I think. Okay, roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes, motion carries. And now I've asked Diane, our superintendent, to give us a little update, a brief update on any COVID-related items. So yeah, go for it.
All right. So we, as you know, Happy New Year, everyone. We came back last week with several buildings kind of in a warning status. All buildings are out of that status as of now. So everyone on the dashboard should be switching over to green. So currently we have 5 staff cases and 12 student cases. We have 22 staff quarantines and 140 student quarantines. We are still working with the health department to understand the new guidelines. They have now come out on paper through the Department of Health to the local health officials. We had a meeting this afternoon that tried to help us understand all the area superintendents met with Jason to talk through those a little bit. So we'll be working on a communication for families to further explain in simplest terms, defining close contact really hasn't changed. It's still 6 feet of distance for 15 minutes or more. Basically, you still get quarantined. You're just allowed permission to attend school, but there's lots of factors within that. So we're working on currently creating some graphic detail, some ways to show it graphically for families what that might look like. So that will come out this week. And additionally, we have surveyed our entire staff and have that information on who's interested on being vaccinated. We are part of the 1B group. Some of the meetings we had last week really deal with shortage of the vaccine and the numbers of people who are or ahead of K-12 staff. So there are some tiers within 1B, so we'll wait our turn. If I understood Jason correctly, we were receiving about 100 vaccines a week, and the 1B category dealt with several age ranges prior to people in education institutions. So we'll be waiting for our turn. We're prepared. We have the names of staff members, and we'll be prepared to move forward once we get notification of that happening. Our school nurses are eligible to be a part of 1A. So we received that notification today, and they will be working to coordinate their vaccination time currently. So we are working through the process slowly but surely as we move forward.
Do you see that impacting our ability to bring back more students?
So there's a couple of things we are trying to work on, that testing strategy piece, as well as the vaccination piece. In order to be vaccinated, you had to make a commitment to, at minimum, being hybrid learning, which we have been. But we all know that we're anxiously awaiting an opportunity to come back on a more regular basis. And part of that would be our ability to have the staff vaccinated as well. And also understanding, we still are not seeing, Mark and I are working on a couple projects right now to understand our school spread. We are not seeing any indications of that currently still. But we will have a presentation really focusing on some data that we're kind of unpeeling since the holidays to now, I guess, as a whole look at our data set and our impact for students and staff. So we're working on that as we speak.
Diane?
Yes.
In listening to you, I would estimate that we have 300-400 employees that might be interested or be eligible for vaccines. At 100 vaccines per week for our county, it looks to me, at least initially, that this is a long process, and some of the governor's statements about eligibility February 1 and so forth don't necessarily indicate that there will be the ability to follow through and deliver the vaccines. Is that correct?
Right. Unless something would change with the shipment that's coming to Union County. We had a larger Union County meeting last Friday, and that's where Jason shared 100 doses per week. But he also broke down for us, and I don't have that in front of us, like how many adults were living in our community that were 80 and older, how many were 70 and older and 60 and older. And as things stand right now, and with my understanding, all of those subgroups are prior to educators. So it would be some time, as long as 100 keep coming in a week, that school staff would be able to receive that vaccination. That is correct. Now, that's as current as the last information we have. I always want to say that because we could start getting more or something of that nature as well. And we never know what other changes, might take place or other mandates. But as things stand today, that's my understanding.
Yeah. So we need to temper our enthusiasm a little bit.
We do. We are really taking a look at our quarantines and student cases and really breaking those out into a lot of detail that we'll be able to share as we've moved forward and we've been able to get online with the CATS project. We have availability of some different data sets. So it's really allowed us to start to peel back by grade level what we're seeing in different aspects of our school. So our plan is to have a larger presentation for you at the 21st meeting that's really more detailed and gives a fine-tuned look at the grade levels.
Well, from what I've heard, even with vaccination, after you get both of the shots, there's still a couple of weeks before there would be any real protection.
Correct.
And I think, are you hearing that we would still have the mask wearing and social distancing, hand washing, and all of those kinds of things continue on?
Yes, that is our understanding. It's going to be some time before the virus is actually, it plays less of a role. So Matt, just because you get the vaccine doesn't mean you can quit wearing a mask, all of those kind of things. So we're waiting on some kind of procedural type things to take place, kind of those fact sheets to come out as well from the health department. But that is our understanding as well. That's really been some of the honestly, number one questions from staff: can I quit wearing my mask? You know, what can students stop wearing masks? All those pieces and parts. But we would, safety protocols, we would believe would remain in effect for some time.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Diane.
Sure.
Thank you. Any other questions for Diane? Okay. Then at this point, have comments and questions from board members. So Amy, any comments or questions?
I have nothing, thank you. Okay. Ready to start the new year, that's it.
That's right.
Get back to some normal stuff, that's all I want.
That would be nice. Nan.
Again, just wanna wish everyone a happy new year. Welcome back. I'm hoping we're on the downside of the hill. For this whole COVID situation, you know, maybe that's a little bit optimistic, but I'm going to stay with optimism for the year. I again just want to thank all of our teachers and staff for all their dedication, and hope everyone had a great holiday and we're back at it, doing the best we can for our students.
Thank you, ma'am. Dick, any comments?
Just want to say a couple of things. Looking really very much and very excited about the coming year. I think we're going to have a great year. And I want to acknowledge that I really enjoy working with everybody on our administrative team. It is a real pleasure to do that. Also, I'd like to acknowledge how just in the last few days, I've been made even more aware of how flexible and creative our students, student athletes, coaches, teachers are. You see examples of some incredible learning opportunities online. We had, I believe, a virtual swim meet today, I think with Bell Fountain. And so utilizing technology in increasingly inventive ways, we're trying to get as much of a normal year as we can, and hopefully we'll keep moving forward toward that more normal behavior. So that's it.
All right. Todd, any comments?
Just one piece of good news I would share. I've been made aware that there is supposedly a second round of ESSER funds that are going to be coming our way. Right now, that's projected at an additional $532,000. So, you know, money isn't in hand yet, but that's what I hear is coming. So that was some good news.
That is good news. Thank you. Diane, any comments?
I would also just acknowledge that this month is School Board Recognition Month. So I would like to recognize our school board who continues to be advocates for students and public education and continues to really be impressive with their knowledge and overall commitment to finding a way to do just about anything. I think that you mirror the image of our district with your leadership to innovate, collaborate, inspire, and find myself very fortunate to work with all of you in this capacity. So I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. And as well, I think Nan talked a little bit to just, I hope that we're kind of over the hump, but we just have to commit to doing all those things for a little bit longer that we know work really well as far as keeping our schools safe. So continue to stay home if you're not feeling well, keep your kids home if they're not feeling well, so that we can, really try to mitigate and move forward in a positive direction here this time of year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and really, I wanted to just say a couple things about our school board, because again, I am grateful that you have elected me to serve again as the president, and recently OSBA sent out one of their publications. They had an article about a governance state of mind, and they quoted a book that talks about, it's titled Building Great School Board Superintendent Teams. And I happen to think we have a pretty great school board superintendent and treasurer team. But in the book, the author says, school boards have one of the most difficult jobs in public education. They provide governance oversight for everything within the organization, yet they manage nothing. And I know that's always been, I think not everybody really understands that concept, that as a board, we're here for oversight, but we don't manage daily operations, and that's what we have Diane and Todd for, to run the district, and that's what we have all of our wonderful employees for, to also run the district. But I just so appreciate the teamwork that we have, and like Diane and like everybody has said, and we're all in this for the right reasons, and I just want to encourage our community to, reach out if they have questions, if they have concerns. We're all in this really to try and give our students the best opportunities possible, try and provide a great education at a very reasonable cost. I know our treasurer is so creative. I want to thank everybody. And I'm also very excited about this next year, because I think that what we have been working through over the past however many months now has really given us some opportunities to reimagine what public education is going to look like. And I know with the team that we have, we're going to see some very creative ideas. I think with all of the amazing partnerships that we have in our community, it's just going to be so exciting to see how we take what we've learned and put them into practice. So I'm looking forward to that this coming year. And I think with that, I would accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Ms. Savage. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries, and before I officially say we're adjourned, we probably need to say go Bucks.
Right? That's right.
Oh, wait. Okay, we are officially adjourned. Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.